You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Matt Singers, CEO and owner of Matt Singers Management Consulting, providing management coaching and consultancy, as well as Aristo Outsourcing, which provides virtual assistance for clients around the globe. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here, and I hope we can help your audience provide good value.
And we are most certain that you will. So for starters, tell us, as a business coach, what's the most common issue business owners you work with face?
Yeah, I think the most common challenge that I tend to see at the moment, and particularly a lot of my clients, is in sort of the online internet tech space, right? And really, there's a ton of people really struggling with delegation, right? So really learning to let go, learning to get other people up to speed. Like, most people initially are successful because they become very good at what they do. But when it gets to the stage where they have to grow and scale and have to let go of some of the key things that they have been doing, that's really probably the core aspect of where most of my clients struggle right now.
Tell us, if you would, Mr. Singers, how do you help people focus more on working on the business instead of in the business, which is always a struggle?
Yeah, it is. It is. The key aspect is pretty simple, and a lot of that is around delegation, right? Like, the key is really making sure that making sure that people learn to let go and really learn to hand over responsibilities. A lot of these, there's a lot of online podcasts and online business advice where it's like, oh yeah, hire a VA and give them these tasks and give them a SOP, right? But really, the focus point for most people should be handing out over responsibility rather than handing over tasks. Because what happens is, when you hand over tasks to people, what really happens is that they do that one task, but they don't feel the ownership, right? And really teaching people to really hand over responsibility rather than just task, that also stops them from being the spider in the middle, right, keeping track of 800 tasks and so on, and really help business owners and managers really move to a stage where they measure the output rather than necessarily sit and micromanage every step of the process.
Yeah, good stuff there. And tell us, what is also your top tip for recruitment? Love to hear your take on that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only a 15-minute podcast. I can speak about this for hours, but just some of the top tips. I mean, fundamentally, when the ability to delegate effectively is obviously down to having good people to delegate to, right? If you either have people who haven't got the skill set and the mindset, or if you haven't got the right type of people around you, obviously delegation becomes significantly harder, right? So that's the first aspect. With recruitment specifically, one of my absolute key findings over the last 10, 15 years have been the fact that great people are generally employed, right? And what I mean with that is, a lot of people, they post on all these job sites and, you know, they're looking for people who are effectively unemployed, because most happy employed people don't actually sit around and look at jobs. They don't, right? Now, the people who are unhappy and sitting looking around for jobs, they're often not the ones you want. So the fundamental question is, how do you find great people who have a job right now? And Our core recruitment, both for my outsourcing company but also for my other businesses, is really, really focused on LinkedIn, right? Because LinkedIn is a great place to find lots of people, and it's very, very searchable, as in you can search by specific location, by specific cities, by specific countries, whatever sort of scenario you're looking at, right? And you can search specifically both on job roles and specific tools. Like, you can search really well. And one of the key things we always do when we reach out to people is ask them a very simple question, right? We don't poach them directly. We just say, hey, I can see you have experience in recruitment. We are looking to hire a recruiter. Would you happen to know anyone that would be a good fit? And then we would usually include the link to the job description or whatever, right? Because that it sort of takes the pressure away. We're not asking them directly, are you interested? But because we ask them, we sort of open the option. We have a few people come back to us saying, hey, that seems like something for me. But we also have quite a lot of people who actually respond back and say, hey, actually, my friend over here is amazing at this stuff and is probably looking for a new challenge. So we get about 60 to 70% right now of our recruits. We get them directly through LinkedIn outreach, right? So we have a full-time recruiter that spends a lot of time on LinkedIn, really trying to find great candidates and so on. And that's definitely a core piece of our recruitment process at the moment.
Some fantastic points made right there and most helpful today. We're joined by Mr. Mott Singers, the CEO and owner of Mott Singers Management Consulting, providing management coaching and consultancy, as well as Aristo Outsourcing, which provides VAs for clients around the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us also, as we continue on, what is your best interview tip for those that are being interviewed for a job?
Yeah, so if you're a small entrepreneur, my focus really tend to be looking for honesty, all right? So a lot of the time when you're asking questions, and some of the questions I love asking can be simple questions, something like, do you prefer working in a team or do you prefer working by yourself if you have to pick one or the other, right? That could also be tips like, where have you been most successful? Have it been working by yourself or working with others and things like that, right? But basically have people make decisions or have them actually answer specific questions that makes them answer A or B, right? And make a choice. Because what happened with most people is that they say, oh, well, I can do one and I can do the other. I'm probably going to be equally good and so on. But what I've really found is the best people tend to be very, very honest and say things along the lines of, actually, I know myself really well. I know when I work by myself, I get significantly better results. Or things like, when I work in a team, I just get a lot more motivated, etc. So what I've really found is that people who are not trying to answer interview questions and trying to cover all their bases, but people who really give super honest answers. Another good example of that would be the typical weakness question, like, what's your weakness, right? And a lot of people, like, either like, oh, I have no weaknesses, or, you know, oh, I'm a perfectionist. I can't stop doing everything in the world perfect. It's so horrible. It's my biggest weakness, right? Now, for most people, that's not true. Again, what I've found is people who really give you an honest answer is generally going to be much better candidates, right? And typically that could be things like, sometimes I can get so pissed off, I know I need to go to the bathroom and just sit down for 10 minutes because else I'm going to kill people, right? And when people know themselves that well, that shows they've been in certain situations, and the fact that they're willing to admit it is generally a really good sign, right? So we hire a lot of the people we hire. We really look for this honesty aspect in terms of their answers and in terms of the feedback they give during an interview.
Tremendous information for those that fall into this category. Really appreciate your expertise in sharing this with the audience. Also, what should an effective organization look like? Shifting gears just a little.
Yeah, so one of the key things, like I love growing organization like pyramids, all right? So I like growing them initially small, but then as you grow, you basically build the pyramid taller and taller. The reason why I love doing that is when you recruit people from the inside, you generally know what you're getting, all right? And a lot of the time when you have a large organization, like if you have an organization with 20 people and you try to hire a manager from the outside into the top of the organization somewhere, the challenge is when you don't know what you're getting, that can sometimes work out amazingly. You can get people in who have great tips and great experience, but it can also fail with a bang, right? Like I've seen a lot of companies that have brought in, like for example, a new operations manager from the outside. Now, usually managers, people come in with lots of new ideas and they change around a lot of stuff and so on. But the challenge is if they don't work out, that is something that can actually kill organizations, right? Because if you start a lot of change and if you have sort of a lot of stuff happening in the organization because you have someone else joining, what tends to happen is if that does not work out, that can be deadly for an organization. So the benefit from really training and growing your staff from the inside is really the fact that you know what you're getting when you're promoting. Now, obviously, to be able to promote from the inside, that comes down to two fundamental aspects, which is one, hire great people, and two, delegate to them and help them grow, right? That's sort of the fundamentals behind that. But that's really my sort of view on how to grow organizations and so on.
Mr. Singers, we can't thank you enough for your time today and joining us on the program. I wanted to give you one last shot in conclusion. Any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure. I've actually recently, a couple of months back now, launched a new management course specifically for online entrepreneurs, right, that have been super, super helpful. And you can find that on my website, mattsingers.com, and it's called the Management Academy. And really in that one, I go through not just the basic, but really the mastery of management, right? Because most entrepreneurs are really good at investing in, you know, in the skill set they're learning, but very few, unfortunately, invest in management. So I've made a very affordable solution where people can both grow themselves and their teams through some excellent management training.
Again, folks, it is madsingers.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Singers, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Matt Singers, the CEO and owner of Matt Singers Management Consulting, providing management coaching and consultancy, as well as Aristo Outsourcing, which provides VAs for clients around the globe. And for all the details, visit mattsingers.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.